AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Wall Street opens this hour after a bad day yesterday. Stock prices fell about 1.5% after the New York Stock Exchange wrestled with an hours-long technical problem. The Wall Street Journal website and United Airlines also hit by technology troubles that knocked them down for a time. A string of unrelated problems, says the government, which doesn't see sabotage in any of this. Former FBI tech expert Sean Henry.
While this was technical, there are absolutely adversaries who are targeting our infrastructure and have the capability, the capacity, and the intent to harm us. And this should be the type of thing that gets everybody's attention, because if an adversary had done this, this would have been a huge problem.
He was on the Today Show. It was an emotional debate. One lawmaker cried as she pleaded with her colleagues in the South Carolina House to take down the Confederate flag.
I'm sorry. I have heard enough about heritage. I have a heritage. I am a lifelong South Carolinian. I am a descendant of Jefferson Davis. Okay? But that does not matter. It's not about Jenny Horn.
Republican Jenny Horn then joined most of the rest of her colleagues in voting to remove the Confederate flag from the grounds of the South Carolina State House. Governor Haley will have the bill on her desk by the end of the day. She has promised to sign it quickly. More Americans applied for unemployment last week. The number is higher than it's been since late February. But experts point to temporary auto plant shutdowns and say it's likely that rather than any underlying labor market weakness. Banks in Greece will stay closed until at least Monday. Today, Greece is working fast to come up with a final reform plan it hopes will persuade Europe to lend it more money. This is AP Radio News. Medicare is announcing that it will cover end-of-life counseling with doctors. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith says this announcement didn't get a lot of reaction compared to the firestorm that erupted 6 years ago when it unleashed a debate over what critics then called death panels.
After the Sarah Palin-fueled furor, wording on so-called end-of-life counseling was dropped from President Obama's health care overhaul. However, many doctors have long discussed these issues informally with their patients. Now, a rule permitting reimbursement has been tucked into a package of changes to Medicare taking effect January 1st.
Police in South Florida say an 11-month-old baby died after being left inside an SUV parked outside an apartment building near Fort Lauderdale. Police say the baby's parents were unloading groceries yesterday and forgot the baby was in the vehicle. An hour later, they found the child. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.